From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Rain from Hurricane Irene has begun lashing the Carolinas. All the way up to Maine, residents are preparing for the storm, which is expected to pound much of the East Coast this weekend. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie made this emphatic point this afternoon.
You know, I saw some of these news feeds that I've been watching upstairs of people sitting on the beach in Asbury Park. Get the hell off the beach in Asbury Park and get out. You're done. It's 4:30. You've maximized your tan. Get off the beach.
Along the Jersey Shore, Cape May County officials have ordered a mandatory evacuation. NPR's Jeff Brady is there and reports that neighborhoods along the beach are now eerily empty.
The small community of Stone Harbor sits on a barrier island, and this morning the sounds of tourists were replaced by drills.
My name is Dominic Pirro. I live in North Wallet. I'm helping my sister board up her store in Stone Harbor because they say we're supposed to get a real nasty storm.
Police drove through the streets, loudspeakers blaring. Stone Harbor resident Cynthia Sosnowski spent this morning preparing her house, which included pulling magnets and photos off the refrigerator. Sosnowski lives just a few blocks from the beach. She and her husband moved as much as they could out of the first floor of the house.
And we've got all our precious things, family photos and important papers with us, and we're taking our dog. And that's just about all you can do. Cleaned up everything so things wouldn't be floating.
To evacuate, Sosnowski joined a line of cars miles long, leaving Cape May County this afternoon. County spokeswoman Lenora Boninfante says evacuating all the residents and visitors here is a huge undertaking.
Well, in Cape May County, we have a year-round population of 96,000. However, in the summertime, at the height of our season, and we're right in the middle of our summertime here in Cape May County, there can be anywhere up to 750,000 people here in Cape May County.
All along the East Coast, governors have declared emergencies and ordered evacuations. In Washington, D.C., Sunday's dedication of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial has been postponed. In Philadelphia, the mayor warned those in flood-prone areas to stay with friends and family. And in New York City, the public transportation system will shut down at noon tomorrow. The storm already is disrupting flights. Lou Lamas is a travel agent in Syracuse, New York.
The airlines have already, 2 days ago, started giving us permission to redo the flights with no cost to the client, that if they're in the markets where the hurricane is headed or even possibly headed.
Back in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, residents Judy and Miles Truesdale made last-minute preparations this morning before leaving.
Took in all the porch furniture.
Double lines on the boats.
Double lines on the boat. Took down some of the screens.
Cross our fingers.
And cross our fingers and pray.
You think that's going to be enough?
It's going to have to be enough. That and hopefully a little help from Mother Nature.
Authorities here are doing everything they can to encourage people to leave. To those who refuse, one official suggested they write their name, address, social security number, and next of kin on a 3x5 card and then place it in their left shoe. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Stone Harbor, New Jersey.